Oh.
Oh.
Hey, Bobbin Section, this is Bob.
Poppin', rockin', rockin', rollin'. Hey, boy, this is my title.
Okay. With Def Leppard.
Give me something to play!
You're the one-armed drummer. That's what you are. I think his name is Rick something. I don't know.
Rick. Yeah.
I actually saw Def Leppard alive at the Assembly Hall in Champaign, Urbana.
I've seen him too.
Def Leppard in the round.
Because Joe Elliott, he had a bug. This bug tastes like shite.
Yeah.
It's like shite.
It was in the University of Illinois Assembly Hall, and it's a round venue, like for sports. And they had a round stage, and they worked the stage, or around and around. So,
well, did you go with your fat friend Mark?
No, actually, I went with my wife and another friend, a friend of mine, and some girl he took.
Oh,
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I did, way back when.
There you go.
Yeah. So this last week, I was working in, I had to do some work in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter's there, and so I went and saw her to go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's live working, so you want to go to dinner? And so actually, I was there for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And we went out to dinner every night, and because she wanted free food and she didn't want to cook it, so.
Sure, well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it was Wendy's Super Bar for 3 nights. No.
No, come on.
Just joking. So, but it was pretty uneventful. 2 of the nights were fairly uneventful. But the third night, we went to a pretty good, I enjoyed it at least, a pizza place called Pizza 51. If you're in Kansas City, there's a couple locations.
Not to be confused with Pizza 69.
Right, yeah, well, that's, apparently you like that one. Unfortunately, you leave out the 9 part, and it's just Pizza 6. Because you blow yourself. But anyway. Anyhow, so Pizza 51. So we go in. It's like a, like an old gas station or something. Like old gas station service station that had a garage and everything.
Sure.
And they've revamped everything. So they have like where the pumps used to be is a patio, And inside the garage is where all the people sit. And then the other part is where they cook the pizzas and whatnot.
Right.
So we go in there, and the garage bays are kind of divvied up into 2 seating areas. So there's, So we walk over to the booth area where the furthest garage door. And, it looks like everything looks normal, regular, and we get a picture of a famous person instead of a number, you get like a picture of a famous person that you take, and then they deliver your pizza that way, which is kind of interesting. We got Frank Sinatra, but anyway.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there waiting for our pizza, and
did you get Jim Bullock?
What?
Did you get Jim J. Bullock?
I did not. Oh, Mr. Rush. No, Mr. I did not. I did not get Jim J. Who would be great? I'd be fabulous.
I know you love Jim J.
To have Ted Knight, Jim J., Cosmic Cow. Who is the woman there on there? the two women, the blonde headed woman. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I do.
So anyway, so we're sitting there, and there's one other guy in this section, and he had a pizza. He had a pitcher of beer. He was drinking a beer, had a pitcher.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, we're talking, chatting away, and he comes up, and he's got like the pizza tray that they deliver your pizza on. And there's like some pizza on it. He's like, "Hey, you want a slice?" But he's more like this: "Hey, you want a slice?"
Okay.
And I'm all like, right. I'm like, "No, we have pizza. We got our own coming."
You two women want a slice of pizza?
And he's like, "I don't want it to go to waste." And I go, "I'm sure it'll be fine. No, we don't."
Is this Mr. T?
No. He's this little guy. And
oh,
so,
I thought you were like Mr. T voice.
No. He just had a really weird, gruff voice. And,
I pity the fool.
No, it wasn't like I pity the fool. He just kind of had a rough voice. And so he kind of shuffles back over to his spot. And he kind of sits down and he goes, Hey, can I borrow your cell phone for $1?
Oh, boy, here we go.
And I'm like,
No.
I'm like,
no.
What?
It's broken.
He's like, my wife was texting me, and so I was texting back, you know. She's like, "Are you at dinner? Where you go?" Da-da-da-da. She's got to be, like, part of the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, what? He's like, "Can I borrow your cell phone for $1? And I'm like, "No.
No.
And he's like, "You sure?" "No."
Yeah.
"No, you can't borrow my cell phone." He's like, "I won't even touch it. You can put on speakerphone." I'm like, "No."
I want to call it a threat to the president.
Yeah, I know. I go, "No." He's like, "All right." And so I'm like thinking to myself, what's the scam here? What's the scam? He's going to, you know, he's going to give me $1 to make a phone call.
Yeah.
He obviously has money. He had pizza and beer.
Yeah.
He's not asking me for money. He's trying to give me his pizza, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then he wants to you know, borrow my cell phone for $1, not touch it.
He wants to take a picture of his junk, probably.
No, he's not going to touch it. He's not going to touch it. And so then, luckily, some other people came in. This gay couple came in and sat down. And across from him. And he starts bothering them. And he bothers them to the point where they leave. They go out onto the patio.
Oh, wow.
He was harassing them so much that they decided to go to the patio and sit rather than sit inside where it was nice and cool compared to the outside.
Yeah.
And so then I'm talking to my daughter, and we get our pizza, and we're eating and talking, and I catch out of the corner of my eye, this guy's waving a dollar bill like he's at a strip club.
What?
It's, you know, kind of folded. He's going, And I just, like, put my hand up, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then he didn't bother us again, but it was just so weird. I was like, what's the scam? I thought, you know, you being a scammer yourself, what would that scam be to use the cell phone for $1 and not touch it?
I don't know.
I'm like, is he going to steal it? Is he going to leave his beer and steal it and
I
run?
I have no idea what this is about. This sounds too
I don't
weird.
Know either. It was really weird. So then he stands up on the on the booth, and there's like a glass partition that goes to the guys making the pizza. And he's talking to the pizza guy, and the guy's like, "Sit down. Don't stand in the booth." I'm like, it was weird all the way around. Luckily, he left us alone after that. But I'm just like, what is this scam? I'm like, what is this scam?
Yeah, I'd be done with the dude after that. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I told him no enough. He he backed down, but it was just like, I just didn't get it. I didn't get the pizza, the giving a slice of pizza scam. I didn't get the dollar to use your cell phone scam.
No, sorry.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. It was just too weird.
You don't know each other that well. No, sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Who? I mean, it was weird all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was... I thought maybe you knew what that scam was, because, you know, you're a little more well-versed.
No, I haven't tried that personally. I've never gone out to pizza by myself with a whole pitcher of beer and a pizza and sit and harass people. And...
Yeah, I don't... Well, I maybe you had. I wasn't sure.
I just like to piss people off, but I wouldn't be like, hey, let me have your cell phone so I can do some new selfies or something.
I was just like, what? Is he just going to run off with it? You know, I was trying to figure out the angle here.
Yeah.
So we stayed and finished our pizza and talked and everything and then took off. So.
That guy followed you home.
No. Well, he didn't, but yeah.
Did he leave before you guys or after?
No, he was still in there. We left him in there.
He
still had a couple pieces of pizza and you know, most of a pitcher of beer. He was probably there for the night.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Flag. I just don't get what he never asked for money.
You know, I know some criminals. Maybe I'll just ask them, and then I will.
Yeah, what's the dollar to use your cell phone scam? Because I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Only thing I can think of is that he'd just run off with the phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, or call, you know, somebody up to harass them, and then they would be mad at me.
Right.
I mean, they could do that. I could see you doing that. Let me call my ex-girlfriend, Lori. Hey, Lori.
Yeah, I did date a girl named Lori.
Yeah, you're like, Lori. Remember when you were sucking me off, Lori? Didn't you like it, Lori?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let me leave that on your home answering machine.
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you would do. You're weird.
I don't know.
Yeah. Remember when you wouldn't touch me, Lori, and how sad I was and I cried?
Oh, is that like your ex-girlfriend, Laura?
Yeah, Laura.
Didn't we have a theory that anyone named Laura or Lori was basically bad news?
Yeah, because Clark had a girl, didn't he, named Lori or Laura? Somebody else did.
Yeah.
I thought it was Clark had an ex-girlfriend who was Lori.
We had the theory that anyone with that name or close to that name was like completely bad news.
Yeah,
like,
it was usually not going to end well for anybody. So.
Yeah.
Maybe that guy's name. Maybe that guy's name was Lori. I don't know.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm Lori. Can I use your cell phone for $1?
$1.
Yeah. Well, you find out. You report back on this cell phone scam. I don't. I haven't figured it out yet. So.
I know a lot of street people. I'll ask.
Yeah, you know a lot of street. You are a street person. What are you talking about?
I am a street. I'm like three steps away from.
Yeah, you're 1 foot on the street.
Literally, yeah. I'm literally not going to have it done.
You need to learn this scam so you can start pulling it on people when you're out on the street.
I'll go harass some guy and his daughter at a pizza place.
Yeah, I'll give you $1.
So you like photography, he said knowingly?
I don't know what's going on, so.
Wait, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Anyway, I really liked Pizza 51. It was good, so.
Pizza 51, I guess.
Yeah.
Place, no,
unless you don't, not. I mean, you know, he didn't actually panhandle me.
Yeah.
Which I despise panhandling, so.
No, he was doing a reverse panhandle.
I know, that was the thing. It was like, I guess he wanted to try to persuade me to say, oh, here you go, here's a $5.
He was
trying to make me feel like, you know, bad for him or something. Because he looked disheveled. But he wasn't acting, you know, he wasn't panhandling.
Do you want to help me get this couch in the back of my van?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's going to happen to you.
Sure.
You're like a 46 or something, yeah.
So, yeah, no, he looked disheveled and kind of acted kind of weird.
But, yeah.
But other than that, he, you know, he didn't actually ask me for money. He was going to give me pizza and money. Pizza for no reason and money to use my cell phone.
Yeah.
I need to call a guy. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Call my cousin Vinny.
I'm like, what? I'm like, fuck. What the fuck? What kind of weirdness is that?
Hey,
hey, Miles, can I borrow your cell phone? I didn't talk to a guy I haven't talked to in a while.
Want to do some b-hole selfies, man, you know what I'm saying?
I need to call an Uber.
With this dude's phone, then I'm going to threaten to kill the guy with this guy's phone.
Yeah, I need to get an Uber out of here. Done with my pizza.
Well, I think you made the right choice there, Bob Lamont.
Yeah, well, anyway, the pizza was good. The company wasn't so great, but the pizza was good. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Next time, maybe, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I have to go a little, maybe upscale, you know what I mean? I went to an upscale place while I was there. It was called Char Bar.
Yeah.
And it was like a hipster barbecue place. It was really quite tasty.
Hey, look who walked in, my friend.
And there was, I was like, you know, not the typical patron, you know.
Yeah.
But my daughter and her boyfriend wanted to go there, so I said, yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, jeez.
I'm buying. Nice. I got Miles' charge card, so we're sopping it up tonight.
Nice.
I got it whenever I borrowed his cell phone for $1.
Yeah, Sam, you sit by the weird guy.
So yeah, it was interesting. So
yeah.
Anyway, so what's going on with you?
So I usually go to bed around 11:30 or so. I need to kind of tire myself out. Yeah.
You know, that sounds a little incriminating.
I like to. You know, I'm researching the books. So I do. Look at.
Yeah, you're researching a book. I'm researching a book. It's called Trucker Fantasies. And
wait, did you say Trucker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Trucker Fantasies. And so I like to look at a lot of large women on the internet.
And
I catalog them, and I have different criteria, and I get them all. You know,
tattoos, missing teeth, gunshots.
I'm working on a book that's kind of like the, if you remember, the D&D Dungeon Master's Guide. This is called the Trucker Fantasy Guide.
Yeah, I'm making that. Yeah.
And I categorize all these fine young ladies in their, mid-40s.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Thank you. That's for the one night I go to bed at like 10 o'clock, right?
Wow, you don't get up early like me, so.
I don't have your crazy ass schedule, and I will admit that you have a crazy schedule, and you work twice as hard as I do. So they're not out to hear about it.
Not today, I didn't, but okay.
And, okay, so lights out at 10 o'clock, and I'm in bed, I'm talking to my wife, and,
she says, get off me.
Get off me, you dirty pig, you know, stuff like that.
That's right. She goes, and like, she goes sudden, the Vaseline's in your drawer. Leave me alone.
Yeah, right. Here's a magazine. Go take care of it. Yeah.
You've been researching that trucker book again, I swear to God.
And so, like, all of a sudden, like, we're hearing car doors outside, right?
Oh, really?
Now, my house is completely dark. I turn off every light, it's dark, I'm hearing car doors, I'm like, maybe it's Miles Jr. and his wife stopping by, they do stop by occasionally.
Right, I love the mooch off of you still, so.
Yeah.
They're newlyweds, they still like the mooch off you.
Yeah, it's like having you around all the time, yeah.
Yeah, do you have a lot of soda? Because, I mean, they probably like soda.
Yeah, now they love soda.
Yeah, like me. I love soda.
I know. You love free stuff and soda.
There's nothing tastier than stealing one of Miles Teitel's Cokes.
Big K Coke.
Yeah.
And so my wife's like, I'm hearing voices.
Well, that's just your normal, though, so.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
What are you hearing? Let me guess. Here's what you're hearing. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't quite hear.
Oh, that's okay. Never mind. Keep going.
What the disgusting noise was, I don't know. But
go ahead.
And so, like, I peek out the window. There's someone parked on the wrong side of the road, first of all, with the car running. All
right. Oh, the car was still running.
Yeah, like, the lights are on. You know, stuff. I go, this isn't my son. My son wouldn't do this. Then right. I look over, someone's like talking with someone over at Mr. Miyagi's yard.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, they have a son. You know, I go, hey, it's one of his buddies. They went out for a bar or something. I don't care.
Right.
So you think, okay, so boring story. It has nothing to do with Miles, except all of a sudden I hear tap, tap, tap on my door.
On your door?
On my door.
Oh, okay.
It's after 10 o'clock, you know, lights are out once again.
Right,
I go, what the hell is this, you know?
Sure.
I get up, and
did you put any clothes on? Because, I mean, you like to sleep in the nude, so.
I did put on some clothes this time, yes, just in case it was a little girl again. Like,
Thank goodness.
But, yeah, so yeah. Now.
I don't know how many people really want to see the entitled Static Radio thong on you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And, what was I going to say? So, I opened the door. As I opened the door to go outside, like, someone from Miyagi's house, like, takes off and goes into their house.
They go inside?
Yeah, they suddenly, like, just turn, because it was dark now, it's kind of really hard to see, and then, right. like, this, like, little short kind of dude, adult right. dude.
Right.
Is, like, in my driveway.
Okay.
Okay, I'm like, okay.
He's
all
like,
right.
He's like, I'm looking for dog shit shoes. You got any?
Yeah, not much dog shit shoes. Hey, you want a piece of pizza and take three pictures of me? Yeah, and so I'm like, yeah, what's going on, bud? You know, I can smell beer, and the guy's got a cup in his hand. Oh, how you doing, buddy? Oh, yeah, very good. What's going on, man?
What was he drinking?
Royal Navy buddy, you know, Fred Jones, you know him? I'm like, no, I don't know. Which I actually know who he was talking about, but I'm like, no, I don't, you know.
You didn't admit it. You lied.
I did lie because I had no idea what the hell this is about. You know?
Right,
I
was like, yeah.
Oh, you know, I just want to find my friend somewhere, you know, I don't know. Like, well, he's not here. Oh, well, you know. I'm like, listen, I'm going to call the police in like 3 more seconds.
Oh, did you really threaten to call the police on the guy?
I threatened him, yeah. He's drunk as a skunk driving around. I should have called the cops.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know. I mean, the fucking balls, though. What am I, the fucking GPS for this guy? Why did you stop at a completely dark house and knock on the door? I don't get that, man.
Well, he was drunk.
It's after 10 o'clock. Really? You'd have the balls just to go to someone's house?
Oh, well, he thought it was Fred's house. Fred usually goes downstairs where he's got his grow room, and he just hangs out down there.
Let me see. There's about 30,000 people that live in this area. They all just, you know, blindly pick the house, and this is Fred Joe's house, you know?
Well, I went and knocked on your door in the afternoon when I was there just to see if anybody was home, but...
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's a little bit different than 10 o'clock at night. But
I didn't. I'm joking. I just drove by and stalked you.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Front door?
Yeah. No, Bob, like, to use the back door, if you know what I mean.
So he's just some drunk guy looking for somebody. He had no clue where he was at, huh?
Yeah, I had no clue as to where his alleged friend lived and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, he's like staggers back to his car, like, all right, I'm going to go.
He drove through your yard.
Fuck you. Took a crap in my mailbox.
Yeah. So Miyagi, like, ratted you out. Oh, yeah, there's Fred Jones right there.
Fred Jones, the door.
He's like, you know where Fred Jones, yeah, over there.
He changed his name to Miles.
Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones.
My name is Short Round, okay? You racist bastard.
You racist bastard. I love Dr. Jones. Short Round's the best. No time for make out.
No time for love, Jones.
You gotta love Short Round. He's the best part of that whole movie.
This guy put his hand on my chest. He's like, Kalima!
Kalima! That's right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, oddly enough, that's how you answered the door, except you had your hand down your drawers there. Kalima! Kalima!
I'm raising the serpent, you know what I mean?
You'll get out of here in about 3 minutes. I'm going to call the cops with...
Yeah.
I'm rummaging around in my drawers for my cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's a weird one.
I was all proud of myself, like, I'm badass, you know,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, he opened fire on you.
Yeah, I know, when I get back in the bedroom, my wife's like, did you hide behind a car again? I'm like, no, I did that one fucking time. One time I did that, like, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
You could never live it down, you know?
I'm surprised. I wouldn't have answered the door.
It was a side door. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, because, like, if you ring my front doorbell, you don't know me very well.
That's right. And you don't answer it.
Yeah, we don't answer. Right.
Like, okay, yeah. It's some religious thing or some, you know, weird thing. But if you knock on my side door, then I assume you might know me to some degree.
Yeah. Well, now you're telling everybody. They're all going to knock on your side door.
Yeah, that's right.
Which door did you knock on?
Manny the mailman. I didn't knock on. I was joking. I didn't knock on. There's no way I'm going to come up to your house if I haven't called you or anything.
Yeah, he was afraid.
I just drove by.
Yeah, he was just driving around Owen's house around here. Hey, look at
him. Well, I was showing my son. I said, oh, I think that's Miles' house right there.
Well,
and I was right.
Alan randomly pick a house and just knock on the door and see if it's Miles' house.
Is Miles here? Is he got his hand down his pants saying, Kali Ma?
Oh, my God. He's the worst ding-dong ditched guy I ever saw. You know?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you had a good encounter, you know. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the first time. Even, like, someone stopped here, like, thinking this was someone else's house. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to talk to, you know, Moonlight. Is she here? You know, like, no, no. No.
Isn't that your online alias, Moonlight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my wife reminded me, we've had guys, like, stop, like, trying to sell meat out of their trucks, you know.
Right, so. Yeah, I remember hearing about the meat guy.
I drove here 1.5 hours from Chicago to sell you meat.
Yeah, just sell you meat.
No, I don't buy meat in the back of someone's truck.
Yeah,
sorry.
What kind of prices you got there?
I don't. Yeah, it's just a personal rule.
Can I get 4 ribeyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd buy meat out of anybody's truck either. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, there's certain things I just do not do, and that'd be one of them. Like,
no. I don't think so.
No, because when I die from whatever the hell else is in this meat, I have no one to sue, you know? Like, okay.
We don't bring a lawsuit and run the guy from Chicago with the meat in the back of his truck. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're all right, and the police didn't have to intervene.
Yeah, I was a nice guy about it.
And Mr. Miyagi's family totally sold you out as Mr. Jones. He's right over there!